Chase Niemi, who gets a big hit in the sixth inning, you're chilling there in that nine hole, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, you know, it's not fun when Ponte's ripping you.
No, not always. But, I mean, he knows what he's talking about. So we just got to listen and just keep our heads up and keep moving forward.
Outstanding catch for you out in center field. That was big at that moment of the game. Tell me how you felt defensively today.
It felt good. I mean, I've been moved out there recently. Haven't always played outfield. But, I mean, I feel like I'm doing good out there and keeping my head and keeping good composure.
And tell me about your hit, because that did bring in a run and give a little extra room there for Isaac in the seventh inning.
Yeah, my last at-bat before that, I got a bunch of curveballs, so I knew just to stay middle of the plate and worked it to a 3-1 count and was able to sit at one and going out there.
You guys played clean defense tonight, and usually when Marquette loses, it's 6-7 errors, right?
Yeah, usually.
So tell me what you guys have been working on in practices and whatnot defensively.
We've been getting everyone in different positions, getting them their work in just to make sure everything's clean and moving good. And, you know, it's really just showing in the games now.
And it helps when Isaac's on the mound, doesn't it?
Oh, it always is. Yeah. He's a great guy to rely on.
And you guys didn't do much against Eli. He was pitching well for them, too.
Yeah, he was. He was throwing us some good curveballs there, and his fastball was also moving. But we were able to get the hits when it mattered. So.
All right, Chase Niemi, give your shout-outs, man.
I'd like to shout out my parents, my whole team, Coach Mark, and obviously Isaac Sarles for pitching a great game.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win. We'll see you in Gladstone next week sometime.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Matt. Chase Niemi, everybody, in our postgame.